Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Don time. Welcome in. All right. Let's go inside the shutdown and also the FISA memo, where House Republicans are leading the charge to make that public, as it certainly should be. That's caused all the controversy. We do that with House Republican from Chester County, Ryan Costello on Talk Radio 1210. Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I do agree, before we get started, with your one tweet, that was the 27-2, Nick Foles, yeah. Which is the first time I saw it. You were very on point with that. My eyeballs were bulging. I didn't believe what I was seeing for a little bit, but we played great, and that's an exciting time to be a Eagles.
Well, some of the people that were at the game, you know, it's becoming like L.A. The celebrities were here. Now, Jake Tapper's regularly on the show, and listeners know he's an Eagles fan. But Brian Stelter from CNN was there. So we have to work on Barkley, of course, Bradley Cooper, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it is a spectacular time. Now, what's your biggest insight on the shutdown that you personally want to get across?
We have been very reasonable. No one agrees with opening up the government for 4 weeks. And in addition to that, we put in a children's health insurance program reauthorization, which the Democrats opposed how we were going to pay for it. Since the repeal of the individual mandate, we don't even need any pay force for it. So now we have a clean CR with reauthorizing CHIP and delaying two very offensive Affordable Care Act taxes. So there's no reason to object to this. No Democrat can look at this and say, I oppose the terms of this bill. They're opposed to it because of something that's not related to keeping the government open, where there is no deadline at the present moment, is not included in the bill. And I think that the left wing of the Democratic Party, the far left wing, has a disproportionate amount of control over the Democratic Party right now, and they are in a bad place because the American people want the government open. They want troops to get paid. They want federal workers to be paid. And the reason that it's not happening is Senate Democrats are unwilling to vote for a totally reasonable bill.
Well, I agree. They will not. And on the Republican side, you guys are willing to come up with something around DACA. I don't see how they can vote. I understand their dilemma. They will not, cannot vote for true funding for the wall. I don't think they can do it based upon their base, which you face every day out there that tries to run into your house and run into your offices and everything else. Those people are not going to say, yeah, we'll compromise.
Correct. And interestingly, when we talk about the wall, okay, we're also talking about like X-ray equipment so that when someone is driving a vehicle, you can tell whether there's contraband or human beings hidden in it. I mean, there's a lot to this. I mean, the Democrats have simplified what when Republicans say the wall, and I know the president does his thing and whatever, but there's a lot more to border security than just a wall, and everybody knows that, and they are trying to trivialize border security, when if you do a DACA fix without border security, you're going to need another DACA fix in 10 or 20 years. That's what happened under President Reagan. So it's a reasonable position. It's a totally reasonable position.
It is, too. And I think the big fear, and you're inside this, but the big fear of Democrats, and you probably talked to some of them, they may not quite verbal, I think, if it morphs from DACA, which the polling does indicate people want something done there.
Sure.
To chain migration, and people start to hear these numbers of the number of people, if a DACA person got citizenship or legal status, that can be brought in. The American people that are unaware of this, they're not going to go for that. They will not support that, in my view. Substantial numbers won't anyhow.
If you were to watch any of the House floor debate, which normally isn't all that exciting or exhilarating, the Democrats are in a bad way right now. Just so you know, we had a member who was on the House floor who everybody – sometimes people put up posters while they're speaking. There was a poster of Chuck Schumer up with a quote from what he said, and the Democrats – demanded that the poster be taken down because they deemed it offensive. The ruling of the chair said, no, there's nothing offensive about this. So then they appealed the ruling and forced us to vote on whether a picture of Chuck Schumer on the House floor is offensive. Like, oh, that's how silly season this is right now. And if you talk to a number of House Democrats off the record, they will say this is not, we should not be where we are. And in fairness, although House Democrats voted against the bill in large measure, this is Senate Democrats. Like, this is Senator Casey, please open up the government. I understand that you want a DACA fix, but there is no reason to not open up the government, pay our troops, fund reauthorization of the Children's Health Insurance Program, delay the imposition of the medical device tax, which is good for thousands of jobs in southeastern Pennsylvania and leads to medical innovation. I mean, it's just... when you're on the side of being reasonable and helping the American people, why should you deviate from that? We shouldn't negotiate against ourselves. I mean, that just doesn't make sense.
The thing you made, too, about the medical tax and all the polling that I've seen and all that, people get that. And, you know, Democrats that are moderate Democrats either come to the side, they regret that tax because they realize this is life-saving, like quality of life stuff that we are going to make it much more difficult. Now,
and I would say, just real quick,
sure.
So, you know, I don't think that that someone in elected office should do just what polling says to do. Because if that was the case, people wouldn't have voted for the tax reform bill. But you know what? Now people see actually that it's actually having some positive economic impact. And I think that that will continue. You have to stand up for principles and vote the right way. So when I say this, I'm not suggesting that someone should be in a certain vote a certain way just because of polling. But half of Democrats in this country don't believe we should shut down the government over DACA right now.
Okay? No, I agree with you.
So this is far lefty stuff right now.
Let's talk about the FISA memo too, which even with the shutdown is starting to reach. I'm not somebody who jumps at this stuff. We've heard too many bombshells before of some conservatives wanting it when it's really not there. This does appear to be, based upon the people that have read it, something Meadows and some of these others who are not unreasonable. Have you read this? Do you have any desire to read it? What do you think about it?
I did. I read it over the weekend. It's only 4 pages, and I had to read it like 3 or 4 times because, you know, I have to be careful what I say. So I'm going to say less than I know that I'm allowed to say because I just want to make sure I don't get myself I don't get anywhere near the line. But here's the thing. There's a difference between declassifying something and making it public. We want and I want to make this public. I want you to be able to read this so that the listeners on your program can read it and call into you and tell you what they think. I've read what some members have said about that, and I don't take issue with anything that has been said. This is something that is deeply troubling to me.
And what's the argument of the danger? Is it precedent setting, or do we put someone at risk? Do we compromise them if I'm able to see this?
I don't know what the argument is.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm trying to probe.
The argument is. I do not know. That's a good question.
What does it take, in your view, to get it released then? What has to happen?
We need 19 – my understanding, and I don't serve on the Intelligence Committee.
Okay.
We need 19 days of the House being in session for a sufficient amount of time to elapse under the rules for us to actually vote to make it public. I believe that the Intelligence Committee has voted to allow members to review it, and so that process is now being undertaken in order for us to ultimately tee up a vote as to whether we should keep it as it is, or whether we should declassify it, or whether it should be made public.
So after the shutdown,
it should be made public.
Right after the shutdown, then 19 days in session, then you guys would be able to vote.
That's my understanding of it, yes.
Good. Okay, well, that's progress. That's not that long. Now, the Women's March...
You would get a lot of calls.
I think we will. Well, thank you. Thanks for telling us that. The Me Too March, the Women's March over the weekend, numbers down a little bit, but the passion was there. Of course, you probably are going to face this female opponent that we've talked about before. And again, somehow or another, the Philadelphia papers, I'm sure you saw it, They're trying to minimize what it's like in your situation for these people that went to the house with your wife. And I always draw the line. You and I are in public business, so we go back and forth. You accept that. I know you do. And I do, too. When you go after my wife or kids, you bring them into stuff. When you're going to the house, these are civilians. You got to stop.
Yeah, and it was a false. So the Inquirer did a false headline. They said that because I called saying it was they were trespassing and the police said that there was no crime, that somehow I made it up or something. You call the police when there's suspicious activity. So when I'm not home and my wife sees two guys, by the way, Planned Parenthood, they hire two guys who rent a car at the airport outside my house. I think one of them was smoking a cigarette, taking pictures of my house. And then they zoom away after my wife comes out and says, what are you doing? One of them actually approached her, and after the third time, she left him alone. And so I spent 45 minutes on the phone with this Philadelphia Inquirer journalist, and she still doesn't even write the factual accuracy. And then she takes some quote from some Planned Parenthood spokesman, but they won't even identify who these people were. So and my staff says I'm not allowed to call them thugs, so I'm not going to call them thugs on the air. I know my staff is listening. I did not call them thugs. But what are you supposed to do when these people are outside your house doing this stuff? I mean, it's just bizarre.
No, they are thugs. It's a thug mentality on the other side. They think they're all revved up, and they hate Trump, and they hate that something happened here. And people like you are the ones they can get at right now. And it's sad that the media brushes this off. If this were the other way,
totally.
this would be on the front page.
Correct.
Front page.
Thank you for saying that, because you know, I'll meet with these folks all the time. I'm trying to have another town hall on Saturday, but if the government shut down, I can't enter into a contract with the school district in order to have the. Have at it. I mean, Dom, from time to time, you say you light me up every now and then. That's fine. It's democracy. You're not supposed to agree with everyone on everything, but you got to get out there and you got to know what people are thinking. So I have no problem with the protesters outside with their signs and their songs and all this other stuff. That's fine. But from time to time, things go a little too far, and showing up in my house is wrong. It's just wrong.
Absolutely right. Well, thank you. Where do people go to find your campaign?
The campaign, Ryan Costello for Congress.com, I'm pretty sure is what it is. And so that'll be, that'll be heating up probably in the next couple months. And you're right. You know, do we want to govern, or do we want to spend the next 2 years trying to impeach a president when we have economic growth right now? I mean, the country is headed in the right economic direction. I do believe that. I think most Americans believe that. And we just got to stand on principle.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you as always. Thanks for the insight.
Take care, Dom. Thanks.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.